on everything. Took my heart away from money, I ain't interested in fame, and I pray that never change. Ambition is priceless, it's something that's in your veins, and I put that on my name.
Only hope I had was selling dope. Was on my grind cause times was harder than to sell a float. My mama taught me never steal and never tell them folks. I grew up looking up the niggas that was selling coke. Oh, I was raised by the stop sign. No religion, I was getting saved by the Glock 9. By the minute, I was getting paid like the hotline. Serving rolling, fiends was calling. We was dot com, well connected, well respected and well protected. And get accepted, was rejected, now they regret it. And get my message, was the signal when I was texting. The niggas I was calling was fraud and I learned my lesson.
Hey, 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 what's happening? Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Tim Miller.
We are Three Guys On. And here we are. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. I hope it's going good for you. Is it going good? Is it?
Short week if you have Monday off.
Short week. We're here to victim blame. You're the victim blame.
Aside from that,
it's your fault.
I heard Wale in an interview. I didn't know he was crazy.
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
He's a little off, isn't he?
He's a little off.
Yeah. Is it just me?
No.
He's a little off.
Okay, I just wanted to.
I don't think he's as off as he's a dude to kick push.
Lupe?
Lupe is a little off.
He's loopy. Loopy Fiasco.
Lupe is gone. I don't think Wale's gone that far.
What happens?
That's what happens when you're raised by parents who were in the movement. Whenever they say the movement.
Yeah, brother. See, when I was in the movement, some of my people that I was in the movement with, they're victims of the system, and they're held down and incarcerated by the man, and these white people will hold you down, brother. Let me tell you the truth, young brothers. All you young brothers, come gather around.
Y'all ain't gonna get me.
Let me tell y'all the truth.
Y'all ain't gonna stick
happening.
Me up in her, brothers.
That's what that is.
That's what that is. That's
raised,
what that comes from.
Raised by somebody like that. Yeah.
Where you, when you get it,
the movement.
When you get it,
let me tell you the real truth, my
the
brothers.
Guilt from making it.
It's like a white kid who's raised by, you know, his mother's name was Willow and Tree or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Raised by Heaven.
Apple.
Heaven and Destiny. Heaven right. and Destiny. Man. It's like a
he's
white
got a regular
like
first and last name, but his middle name is like.
Listen, like man. My mom, creek. Man.
My parents raised me in a van, man.
Creek.
We rode around
Running
in a van.
Creek.
Running Creek.
I don't like to wear shoes, man.
Listen,
shoes
man.
Are oppressive.
I don't wear condoms, man. They hold me back, man.
9/11 was an inside job.
I just want to
false
experience
flag.
That, man. And if I get herpes, man, I'll experience that too,
man.
Just give it to me, man.
That's
if that's what nature
shit.
Has for me, just give it to me, man.
Anybody, the word man for white guys is the same thing as
I don't
let
use
me,
condoms.
Let me tell you, my brother.
It's the yeah. same thing as my brother for black
same
people.
Thing for black people. They don't use condoms
my
either.
My brother.
It's the same shit.
They don't use
man
condoms
and my brother are the same
protect
shit.
Protect yourself. Educate
the,
yourself,
that's
brother.
The same person.
Educate yourself.
I'm trying to work COINTELPRO into this conversation at some point.
Yeah.
I always wonder how, like, superstars. Okay, Wale was in the video. You remember the Jay-Z video where he made himself into like an art exhibit, and he had all those people.
Oh yeah, yeah. He
all
was
those
in there
personalities
in
there.
They said Wale rapper,
right? Isn't yeah. gifted rapper.
Oh yeah, excuse me,
gifted
yeah,
rapper.
Gifted rapper.
I always wonder because Wale look like he looks rapper. Like one of those dudes that'll hem you up in a conversation. I always wonder if
him and Lupe Fiasco
at the end of that video, the guys that are walking around Jay-Z like that are his Secret Service. They're all white yeah. guys in like gray suits. They all look like Don Draper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They I always wonder if it's security is for them or if it's for all those superstars' personalities in there that he has to be around. Because everybody that has that's supposed to be quote unquote in the game or in the business, they want to wrap up Jay-Z in a conversation.
Well, you
want
to say like, well, look at that girl Gemma trying to get chose. They had to
true.
Scoop her.
Yeah. Jesus, can we get this bitch out of here?
Scoop her.
We'll just use the other guy.
Trying to
this
get
is
chose.
My favorite Adam. Wale crazy story. This is from last to 2013. This is at a Wizards
where
game.
Where? Who is he talking to?
This is Wale. This
will
is
be good.
Washington, D.C.'s Wale.
Do you have the plug-in?
No, this is
oh, you're reading it.
Reading it.
Washington, D.C.'s Wale was likely already on edge last night, February 19th, 2013, as he watched his hometown Wizards trailing the Toronto Raptors in a basketball game. So it may be not a big surprise that an off-the-cuff remark made by Raptors announcer Matt Devlin about the MC sent him into a rage. During the game, Devlin noted that Wale was in the crowd at Washington's Verizon Center heckling the Raptors' Rudy Gay from the sidelines. Clearly unaware of the rapper's career, Devlin quipped, "I'm sure somebody on Twitter could tell me exactly if they've ever heard of Wale. He's not Drake, that's for sure."
Wow.
Wale, this
that is a little bit of a
during
twist.
The game, Wale took those as fighting words. Someone must have tweeted to Wale. He's at the fucking game. Wale first tweeted a warning message to the announcer, "Watch your mouth," and later approached Devlin during the broadcast and attempted to start an argument. He went up to the announcer's table, tried to start an argument with the Raptors announcer, but was held back by a friend. It's unclear exactly what Wale said, but he doesn't look too happy. So basically, Wale, and there is a video of it, he just walked up to the Toronto Raptors booth and was like, "What the fuck are you doing? Who are you?"
"I'm Wale."
"I'm talented artist Wale."
This was playing in his head.
Someone tweets at him, "Hey,
this is a love-hate thing, baby.
The Raptors announcer doesn't know who you are."
Like, this is a love-hate thing,
you
baby.
"You know what? Are you going to say something? He gonna say something?
I'm not Drake. Well, fuck you.
Well, what? I can sing.
Watch your mouth.
You gave me that love by telling me this. Now I'm gonna go get that hate to this hater over here."
While he's in the middle of a broadcast, while he walks over to the fucking announcer's table and like, "Hey, which one of y'all said I ain't shit? Was it you?
Ain't no love in this hard city. Now come over here and talk to me about it."
It must be crazy to have all of those types of rhymes going through your brain at all times. Maybe.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't jokes going through your head.
I do. I know. I do too. All the time.
While I tweeted after the game, "Somebody call you out on your name and you confront them. You wrong? So who you cheering for? The people who take insults in stride? Since when?" That was Wale's response.
That's pretty bold.
He felt slighted because the announcer for the Raptors, Toronto, Canada, where Drake is from.
Well, let's be honest. Who are you trying to?
How sad is Toronto that claim to fame is bigger? Drake.
Yeah, that's bigger. Toronto is a bigger story than the actual game going on. Think about it. Like, what is Wale's audience? Like, young, emotional, black dudes.
Yeah,
and a lot of girls too. Girl, I think women like his music too. So, what would it hurt you to be a little emotional at times? Because I ignore a lot of shit people say to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, backhanded compliments come dime a dozen and around now. But before, when I first started doing comedy, they were pretty prevalent.
I hate backhanded compliments.
The backhanded compliment. Now,
just stop. Don't say shit.
Now it's not. There's one dude. I've said it before. I don't know his name, but. He's a new comic. He keeps giving me a little bit of little backhand compliments.
Like, what does he say? What's he?
I'll give you an example. You go into an open mic and you're not there on time. You know, there a little late because you did another open mic beforehand. And you come in, and there's a list. He's 15th, 16th.
Okay.
You walk in around the fifth or sixth comic, and you come in and you see the guy that's running the show.
You mean the way Max wanted to put me up the other night after I came from the improv?
You just said a name.
To put me up. Max wanted me up, and I was like, "Nah, man, that's all
right." Right. So you come in and you say, "Hey, what's going on, guy that's running the show?"
Right.
I'm just here. And the guy says to you, "Hey, man, you have two more comics, and then you're up."
Yeah,
right.
Put you on.
That guy, that 16th, sees that, looks at you, and says, "Why do you get to go on in two comics?"
What you should say immediately is, "I'm better than you."
That's not what I say. I ignore it.
Watch your mouth.
I ignore it. I let it go.
What do you say back?
I went to the back. What did I say back? I think I said, I just said, because I have on a black shirt. I said something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, because I have on a black shirt. And then I just went to the back.
Yeah, or like you'll say, like, "Oh, because I got to leave. You know, like, make some shit up."
No. I don't give him that. No. I don't give him that pleasure. No.
If somebody says anything shit like that,
I don't give him that pleasure.
Because I'm good enough to walk in and
he says passive-aggressive thing. I say passive-aggressive thing.
Right.
Because if you get aggressive-aggressive, then now I'm a black guy. Yeah. Now you the black guy.
I think I would say, like, "Oh, I used to go on 16th. Like, that's another
right. There's another passive. There's a little bit of a, yeah. I remember when I would wait all night to go on stage.
Basically, you have.
But here's
to,
the difference. I waited all night.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to work your way into what I just did.
Right.
I just waited and I watched.
I waited and watched.
I waited and I watched.
And then I remember those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to pay for drinks either. You know why? Because I have on a black shirt.
I did have a good back and forth with.
You little bitch.
What's that little dude we're talking about my purse?
Oh, shit. Here we go. We're saying names.
Oh, someone talking about your purse?
Well, you remember Saturday we were talking about the little thing. You put him on second. What's his name?
I
probably know. Is it AB?
I'll say his name. I don't know.
D'Ahmed? Yeah.
Is that his name?
Who's he?
Yeah. Yeah, he
comes to draft house. He's fine.
He's just a young kid, but
does he have a
he had a good little
glasses?
Yeah, he wears glasses.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. We had a good little back and
goofy
forth
hair
outside, as because me, him, and that little that little girl were leaving.
She a comment?
The little Kasha Patel.
Yeah.
We were all gonna walk over to
across the street.
No, we were gonna walk over to the shit on P Beer Baron.
Okay.
And I got a text from somebody else who had come to see me at the improv, and the show was out. I didn't know if he had left or not.
Ted.
So I hustled back over to the improv. Mm-hmm. My friend, the jazz musician.
Yeah.
He was going to see a show, and I got him in. But I didn't know, so I hustled back over there to go talk to him. And he said, he said something to the effect of, why are you carrying that purse or
what are you, gay?
What would you carry that purse around for? I said, because after I broke your mama's back and she bought it for me,
ooh,
she said, can I please just be sure to carry this at all times. He was like, oh, that's a good reason. I said, I know, isn't it? Isn't it? By the way, I got a new one.
But it's that question.
This is my new shit.
It's basically
purse?
Like.
Well, it's a messenger bag. But it's not too big. That's what always shied me off of messenger bags, because they're too big.
It's a messenger purse.
Messenger bags are huge. This one's actually not that big. I saw it in BKG Men's Wear, and I was like, oh, I could carry that. It's not that big.
It's got a shoulder strap.
Yeah, it's got a shoulder strap. So you just do messenger bag. You just flip that shit on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you throw it, or if you're right-handed or left-handed, you put it on your back hip on your ass cheek.
Right.
And you just wear it back there.
So what is the deal with the
I'll wear when I'm dressed up to go out somewhere. It's like clutch.
But do you think it's a question of, like, here's what I'm running into. And I equated to
before you
when
start
a guy,
that.
Go ahead.
By the way, Diamond saying that was a good interaction amongst
funny.
Comics.
Yeah.
It was
a
good interaction amongst a young comic and older comic. It was
right.
A good interaction amongst
because he doesn't come off like that. Like his dad was a comic. He's a comic.
It was a good interaction.
His dad's a comic. He's
his
a funny. He's
comic.
A funny guy.
I thought his dad Kasha was. And Kasha jumped right in. Kasha was like, "You're the one with the problem, D." She jumped right in. I see nothing wrong with a man carrying a purse.
Right.
A gay man. I just called you gay. That's usually where it's going with that. What are you, queer?
I'm running into like the people just saying shit just to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm running into that.
Yeah.
And some people are better at it than others.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize, this is what women go through.
Yeah.
With guys. And they just say, and you can just tell, you just wanted to say that. So I'll either say something bad or say something, you know.
Right.
Comical.
Yeah.
Like they're testing the comedy or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, this fucking purse.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing those shoes, Tim? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're red.
Shoes,
they're
shirt,
red
clothes,
shoes.
Something.
Yeah. You know? I like red shoes.
I'm talking about something.
I've been wearing a members only jacket recently. I've been getting,
I was like, oh shit, where'd you get a members only jacket?
I got a members only jacket from Marshalls. Like, what's the deal? And that's the thing. It's like, if you don't need
I immediately started thinking about, I'm going to go buy a members only jacket.
Right. It depends on how you rock it. Or if you let people judge you, then they will.
If you come in with your sleeves pushed up, though, I'm going to slap the shit out you. I'm telling you right now. That used to be, that was the. The 80s members only look. You push the sleeves up.
Right. Well, the 80s are coming back, man.
They're coming back, man. 80s, man.
Whoever designed that jacket, I mean, I hope that guy got paid. Cocaine, that's a whole, man. It's its own category of jacket.
Of fashion.
Yeah, a member. Yeah. It's literally that brand only. Yeah, no one even did a knockoff of it.
You know how much that jacket cost? $30.
Yeah.
Members only
jacket. That was too much.
$30. I know. They're like, look at this dummy.
That was as much as that bag I got. My new purse. And by the way, fellas, if you're a man and you carry a messenger bag, yeah, you're carrying a purse. You're just
I need it for my iPad. I gotta carry my iPad with me.
That's why you can't care about what goofy people say to you when you carry bags. I told you about that dude that tried to hit on me by talking about my shirt, right? It's that kind of shit.
I could see that.
He tried to hit on me by going, he tried to hit on me like a guy hits on a girl, like that mystery method. Yeah. What kind of, what does that shirt mean? Like I had on a shirt, I used to wear this shirt, it said Philosopher's Motorcycle Club.
Yeah.
He said, what's the Philosopher's Motorcycle Club?
It doesn't involve sucking dick.
I said, I don't know. I was like, why do
you, I can tell you that.
I don't even get why you're so angry about it. It's a shirt.
Yeah.
The new what
one
the
now,
fuck?
The new one now is the bow tie. People see me in a bow tie and they're like,
mm-hmm.
That looks awfully neat. That looks very, you mean gay? Is that?
Hey, you
yeah,
said
but
it.
I mean, your shirt is tucked in and you're very trim and like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, work out. I ran 7 miles yesterday. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
I don't know what to tell you.
When you don't. You know,
I don't know
eat more
you.
Carbs than you burn off. You lose weight.
Yeah, but
were you running towards a man's penis?
Exactly.
7 miles? With someone dangling a man's penis right in front of you on a stick?
Exactly.
7 miles. Oh, there's a child.
That's the first I ran in a while, man.
I was going to say 7 miles. I hope that's not a regular thing.
My little brother runs eights.
I can't
eights
do all
nines.
That shit. I ain't doing all that stuff, man.
You could do it.
All that running shit. I don't want people to think I'm gay.
I ain't doing
you know when I ran. Let me tell you where I ran.
I ain't about to do all that run, man. Fuck that bullshit, man.
I ran from here.
About to do all that running, man.
Right there.
Right.
Down to Columbia
Pike.
Run
these streets.
Down 7 to Columbia Pike.
Okay.
I ran up
over
Columbia.
Over by Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah. I ran up Columbia Pike to Walter Reed.
Over by the Draft House.
I ran down Walter Reed and back to here.
Did you track it on your phone?
Yeah, because I have to map my run.
Yeah, yeah.
7 miles.
And then that's craziness.
When I got to the...
Did you stop at Burger King?
I would have stopped. Well,
I had to pee almost the whole time, too.
That'll make you run faster.
When I got to the 7, I was like, I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done. I just stopped and walked the rest of the way. I walked about maybe... Because I stopped in Fairlington. Because the phone tells you every time you hit a mile.
Yeah.
When it hit 7, I was like, when I got to 6, I was starting to strive. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
when I got to 7, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am done.
I'll never catch my brother.
You start telling yourself shit. What the fuck am I training for?
What am I doing?
Anything?
When you first start,
am I stupid?
When you first start, it's like
why am I wearing
Rocky music.
Yeah. Oh, I start off the Sylvester. That's great music.
You got a number on your shirt for some reason.
Is
this a race?
I can't run to that. I can't work out to that. I got to work out.
Yes, you can, because them beats, man.
I got to work out to the soundtrack to the God of War.
I can see that. I can see that.
Dun, dun, dun.
My lifting music, I'll start with, you fuck with me, you know I got it. Let me get this deadlift.
Dog, I know you heard the revision. I know you heard the remix.
You know I got it.
I know you heard the revision to it, right?
Nah.
You have it?
Some new shit?
It's the same one, just another verse. And it starts out, you know how they call it, this is the remix, it's the same fucking song.
Same song.
Same song.
Was it Make Money Twice
with one more verse? Yeah.
And we all know what the greatest remix in hip-hop music of all time is.
We're not going to bring that up.
We've talked about it.
It's literally last week.
Enough times that everybody knows.
I don't know. I don't think that, I don't know. I'd say.
What tops it?
Scenario.
Wait a minute. What are y'all talking? I thought it was
for me. It's Flavoring Years. Is the greatest hip hop remix.
Scenario Remix is a completely different song. Actually, it's a different beat and different verses.
Right.
While Flavoring Ears actually
that Mr. Cheeks remix. I was trying to buy it. They don't even sell it.
It's the same song
with Missy, but it has Missy and but see, it's got Puffy on it.
That's the remix now. The remix is like, oh, we added 15 more people.
Yeah.
People that wanted to buy this beat.
That Craig Mack was different though. That Craig, oh god. It's the greatest remix of all time, in my opinion.
This is what I bought recently, speaking of that. The fucking original version.
George Jetson.
So you bought the original?
It's the original.
Yeah, you bought the original.
Nobody has this.
Yeah, nobody has it because once the remix came out, that was it. Nobody cared.
Couldn't
about the
come to that. You couldn't listen.
But this shit was tight as hell.
It was tight.
It was now he's in a cult.
Is he?
Yeah, he's trying to avoid wickedness.
Mm. His face. Let's make it official.
Look at these little weird dances like that.
With a hockey jersey on.
See, yeah. Jamel
thought he was the first nigga that wore hockey jerseys.
Now, dog.
Hey,
that nigga be wearing hockey jerseys since 1991, nigga.
We were flossing hockey jerseys in hot-ass Texas.
Wearing hockey jerseys when he came out in 93?
Briefly, I think.
He wore one on SNL. I remember that.
Who did?
Snoop.
Yep. Yeah, he was. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. That's the brand new flavor in your ear.
Word up. 1,000 degrees.
You be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze.
Mike Felder, who follows us on Twitter, he does In the Bleachers. It's called In the Bleachers.
He writes for Bleacher Report.
Yeah, it's Bleacher Report.
And the Bleachers is his Twitter handle.
He put a tweet up saying that he was about to get out of his car, but stop that because I can't think of other music when I'm hearing other music in my head. what got it? What started when he was getting out of the car? It was a Master P song.
Oh, probably.
Bout about it. He was like, I was just about to get out of the car, and bout it started. So I had to sit in the car.
You bout it?
I'm bout it.
The remix went.
You bout it?
You know I'm bout it. You know I'm bout it. On them go.
When he said Waco, Texas, like, I said, God damn. I couldn't get out the car. I was like, yeah, I know you couldn't. You got it. Andy could.
Oh, it'd be a Roadrunner cloud where I was sitting. I was like, I'd be gone.
If bout it comes on, I ain't getting out the car.
I ain't
getting out
the car, song.
Man.
I'm bout it. You know I'm bout it.
On them gold,
you know about it.
Come
you
on,
you know
Andy.
I'm down since New Orleans.
That was terrible.
What about them gold rings? What about them gold chains? Nigga from down south, quick to put you in that body slam.
Then me and X comes in rapping. You know we about it.
I never got
you
that far.
We about it.
I never got that far into it.
When she has the ghost, she has the ghosting on. Like, whoa, they got another. It's all the same shit. It's just on one track she's rapping, on the other track she's talking shit. That's the difference, Niggles.
Aaron mentioned some song that had some raunchy bit, some ratchet. She said she was listening to some shit online, but then she was like, but I used to listen to such and such. And I said, yeah, I used to dumb out the dick in your life. Are you serious?
I can't talk about nobody's music right now.
Dumb out the dick in your life. I don't
talk about anybody's music right now.
Dumb out the dick in your life.
I used to listen. To
let G Mills put dick in your life.
Tell me something good.
Right out to that shit.
We used to get crunk to tell me something good. You know I'm about it. I'm about it. Tell me something good is about this rap group. My favorite rap group, but they're out of Texas.
So. We used to listen to a lot of ignorant shit.
A lot of ignorant shit. The rap group's called UGK, by the way.
Remember,
let me find
it. I can't even think of the name of the group. It was like Barnyard rap. Oh my
God. Barnyard.
Yeah, it was. That was in a crucial conflict.
Crucial conflict.
That's Ryan's group.
No, it's a group called Crucial Conflict.
No, Crucial Element is Ryan's group.
Crucial. Yeah.
Let me see. I googled it. It was a third hit. One with a trigger, two with a bat, three big brothers, four. What a spot me. So I guess a brother got a throat. Tell him like. Better get up out my camp, dude. He had a song called Rodeo, I think. Get real rude. I don't figure that it's worth getting hurt. Just cause your gal wanna give me that skirt. That's that down south ignorance. This is what we grew up in, Andy.
I feel sorry.
It's down south ignorance.
Hey, the first time I heard this song, man, I was on the bus and a dude had a jam box with a tape in it, dog. That's a true story, by the way.
You know what? Honestly, you want to know why we like this shit so much? Because the bitches liked it.
Yep.
The bitches liked it.
Tell me something good.
Oh yeah, I found the shit.
You found it?
Yeah.
I think it's just in general, I can't get behind ignorant. I can't connect to ignorant music. It's just a disconnect.
It's just in us, man. It's just in us.
You don't maybe know, every now and then.
You're going to have to quit hating it.
But it's not hating.
You just can't like it
it's
sometimes.
It's just who I am.
Listen,
you know,
to the ignorance of this shit.
I remember this.
Remember this? Wait till the beat drops.
Oh, rodeo. That's what it is. Rodeo. This is horrendous. Rodeo. Oh my god. But Crucial Conflict though.
Ignorant. Cause it's 90. Like mid 90s right?
Yes.
Crucial, like
I mean, if you ever listen to Crucial Conflict, you've heard all of their songs.
Yeah.
If you heard one of them, you heard all
of them.
They all sound the same. You remember in the barn?
I'm about to buy this
smoking
shit.
Smoking on.
Hey. I'm about to buy this shit for my. They got a girl rapping.
She's singing.
Excuse me.
A girl you've never heard of. Her name starts with a T for some reason.
Because she's got four kids. She's got four kids now.
Come on, Tiana,
like
sing
30.
On our song. We gonna be on BET. They're gonna be talking about our song. Prince DeJure already said something about our song on BET. We want you to sing on it. Hey, let me talk to him.
Rodeo. I'm about to buy this for my running, for my cardio music.
The smoothest dude in the group talked to her.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, hey, yeah.
Her last baby daddy
Ricky,
talked to her.
Ricky, go talk to her.
Ricky.
His name is Richard,
go
but
talk,
we call him Pretty Ricky. Go talk to her.
Go talk to Latasha. My name is LaTorsha. She ain't worth it, man. Somebody
got,
in the group.
I got it.
She
don't
ain't
even,
worth it.
Yeah, Ricky, and this is what Ricky says. I got it. Don't even.
I got it. Don't even. I got it.
Hey, LaTorsha, come over there.
Look
here. Look here.
Remember them extensions you wanted? The ponytail extensions.
I need you.
You can get them chips
to sing on this.
Can I be in the video, Ricky? Can I be in the video? That wasn't the deal, LaTorsha. That wasn't the deal.
You know
where I'm wearing my extensions to?
You
I got
what?
Four kids.
You know what? We're gonna put you in the video. We're gonna put you in the video.
All right, LaTorsha, you can
we're
be in the video.
You. We're gonna put you in the video.
I need a new suit. I need a new outfit, Ricky.
We're gonna buy you a new outfit.
We're gonna buy you an outfit.
I wanna go second.
I'm gonna do everything for you.
Can I say giddy up 17 times?
If y'all can
and
see,
do a headstand.
Y'all can see Andy's
oh, she doing
face.
A headstand?
Right. Y'all can see Andy's it. Face right now. What kills me is how angry everybody looks in the video. I'm like, y'all are rapping about some bullshit. Y'all look so mad. Andy, you ain't feeling this?
Absolutely not.
No, this is horrendous.
100% no.
They eating pig's feet? It took the pig's feet out the jar? Doing this dance
sorry,
right
that in? Goofy dance.
It's all Heidi Ho.
Rodeo!
I typically don't like songs that say Heidi Ho.
Trust me. And that's Houston right there. Where they were walking. Trust me, Troy is having a great time.
Are they smashing watermelons?
Yes, they are.
Of course they are.
I can take smashing
pumpkins. Of course
they are.
You're the one with the problem asking what they're doing.
Those are delicious watermelons. They're ruining them. I would have eaten those watermelons. There are kids starving in Africa who don't have watermelons.
You think they would eat watermelon over kids in Africa?
They
eat whatever. Do you know how many black girls whose thighs I put it on to this song?
They're all having flashbacks.
You know how many I pushed up on in a club in Fifth Ward? Troy and I used to go to this club called Phoenix in Houston. Every time I went to go visit Troy.
Phoenix in Houston.
Do you remember Club Phoenix? Did you go to Phoenix?
No.
Rising.
You never
like
went to Phoenix?
I never went to City Lights and Killeen.
What?
Never went.
You never went?
Never went. My cousin never took me. Well, I just never went.
Wow.
Is that a strip club or is
how
that
did that happen?
No, City Lights is just a club.
The reason why it's
Killeen.
On is because it's right next to Fort Hood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's on.
Everybody in the military goes there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And because Fort Hood is such a huge base,
right.
You get this weird mix of all these different types of people.
Well, just like every club in Texas, it's a black club, one area, white club, and another area.
One area. Yeah. I don't even know what the white club was in Killeen.
Probably be
the only reason I know about it is because I did. There was a road gig in Killeen that I used to do, I think we had talked about it one time. I did the bass one time. I did the bass like three times.
I haven't done any gigs in Texas.
And then I did
a show in Austin.
And then I did the
Cap City Lounge.
Off the bass, there was like in a hotel, there was a gig. And I did that a couple times. And after the off bass gig, they took us to City Lights.
What's so great about City Lights?
Nothing.
No. It's just nothing special.
It's just a club.
It's just something club. That close and I've never been.
It's just a club.
What is it, an hour and a half? Club.
It's just a club. From where you were living in Waco? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's how Texas is. People would drive an hour to go to
out.
A club or to get ass. Man. I've made that drive. I drove from San Antonio to Austin one time. Girl called me at 8:30. What are you doing tonight? Nothing.
And she answered for you driving.
On a Saturday. Well, look, I got a room at Motel 8.
Well, put on a silk shirt. Get your ass over here. Like,
all right. Packed a bag and drove to Austin.
Packed a bag.
Austin ain't bad.
Well, you need new draws. At the minimum, right. You need new draws.
At the minimum.
This is a scenario remix.
Draws, toothpaste. This is great. But here's the thing. It's not grimy enough. Rodeo is grimy. This is just not grimy.
No, but you didn't expect that.
Remixes. This is remixes.
That Flavor of the Year remix is grimy. Okay. Mainly because of LL.
Let's go.
That verse LL drops.
Let's go.
We've talked about that before.
Best remixes. In top five remixes.
This is its own song.
Okay.
That's
Flavor in Your Ear. So that's two. There's a remix that Busta Rhymes did that has Mary J. Blige rapping on it. I can't think of the name of that remix.
Well, sometimes too, like the remix is the famous version.
I'll
like,
agree with that.
Like
right.
if you listen to My Philosophy by BDP, the album version was different.
Yeah.
The version that actually was in the video is technically, I guess, a remix. But you don't think of it as a remix.
Yeah, but that's just like Biggie Smalls' One More Chance.
Right, the album is a different song.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
It's the video you see with
everybody.
Group? Not Total, what's in that video? John A? Who's singing One More Chance?
Well, I don't know who was singing it because there was a lot of women
Faith
in that
Evans
video.
Is singing it.
Faith Evans
is singing it.
Mary J. Blige is in
that's
it.
That's not on the album.
Shanae is
right.
in it.
Yeah, they're in it, but they're not singing.
And there's another version of that song with just like a horn sample.
Right.
That's not on that album either.
Yeah.
It's a different remix.
Look, everybody. Andy's keeping up with the black stuff.
I know my shit, guys. I know my shit.
Yeah. What happened to Jeanne? I love them girls. The dark one with the short hair. I love that bro.
Move, y'all. Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
L-O-1-S. East Coast to West.
I think this was the... Didn't they do this on Arsenio?
And, I think they did the original.
And this was
the
one that got busted.
I think they did the original.
Left the group like a week later.
I think it was the original.
I think it was the original, right? And Busta left the group a week later because he got...
Huge.
A music producer was like that guy.
Yeah. I mean,
that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the
that
other dudes were good.
Star. This dude's not.
These,
and they didn't like each other either, so it was easy for Busta to leave.
Yeah, they kind of had some problems.
Wasn't he like the last member to join or something? Leaders of the new school?
I
don't know.
If you don't know, Busta Rhymes.
I know him and Charlie Brown didn't like each other.
Right. It's probably like the alphas going head to head. Because two alphas can't be in a group.
Yeah. And then Busta was on everybody's guess.
Yep.
Guessing everybody to make money.
And then The Coming came out.
Yeah.
There are a lot of songs where the beat just changed, but they didn't call it a remix. Like if you listen to Express Yourself from Straight Outta Compton, the original version is different, slightly.
Yeah,
the video version is better.
We didn't have a word for it.
Well, they didn't call it remix. They just changed the beat slightly.
Yeah. And then at some point, somebody started calling it a remix. We're going to remix this shit.
Now I'm not trying to be rude. I mean, but if you had an idea, I got joke remixes.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have an idea, you can just keep doing that idea and just in different ways, you know, just twice.
Yeah, you just feel like it keeps developing after
that Kamal rapping. Yes.
Who's that?
That is Q-Tip.
That's Q-Tip?
Come on.
It is.
Remember the...
What we gonna do in 92? Fun in 91.
The rest of development had that song called Everyday People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The album version was completely different. It was not at all like the single version.
It's like, right, that was Q-Tip, but they were all in the native tongues. So,
yeah,
they were all rapping on each other's stuff anyway, all the time. Native tongues.
Yeah, and him and Charlie Brown, what's called, the best friends. Him and Q-Tip were pretty close friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got that new song out now that Q-Tip's rapping. That was when I put that tweet up. I was like, how come people, like, if you hear somebody, right, you think, man, I can do this rapping shit, and then you hear Q-Tip, and you're like, no, I actually can't do this shit. I'm like, just using Q-Tip as an example.
Yeah, I always thought Q-Tip was a little bit simplistic.
Yeah, and I'm just using him as an example, but he just keeps coming with rhymes. Just keeps coming. Well, let's say you heard Black Thought, you're like, I can't, man.
Right.
God.
Oh, yeah, I should stop.
I'm going to throw it. I was like, how come nobody does that with comedy? How come nobody sees Chris Rock murder and be like,
this is not the version that's on the album. This was like a hit single.
Yeah.
And then you buy the album.
That's why they made it. Yeah. That's why they made it like this.
I mentioned Speech
on... And it's
on,
some shitty beat on the album.
I mentioned Speech on Twitter one day. He started following me.
Yeah, I think Speech is still active.
Yeah.
It's active.
Still playing shows, and as himself, not the whole group.
He was one of those raised by the... Somebody's trying to get out the system, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a video for this version.
With the girl with the big ass? That's the only thing I remember from that video.
The girl that he was fighting for?
Sure, he was?
I remember there was a verse on the song where people...
Oh, that was the girl who's walking through the crowd. Yeah, the girl with the big ass is just a dancer in the group.
It's just a dancer in the group, and I was like, oh, it's the girl with the big ass.
She did have a big ass. And she does that thing where she puts her hands on her hips and shakes her ass around.
Yep. That African dance.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I gotta go to Africa.
My own. The trouble zone. There's some fat black girl who can't do anything but say stuff behind me. Hey!
I think I did that a few times where I bought an album and was disappointed because really the one song I wanted...
Is not...
It was not even a different beat, but a different and much worse beat. That would be the thing. Like, oh, this is not just different, it's terrible.
You have tricked me musically. You've tricked me. This is the industry.
Black Queen.
Queen. I'm a queen.
Yeah, that's when all the queen shit started. Then.
Yeah. A lot of dashikis.
Mm-hmm. Those necklaces, those African necklaces.
Yeah, the medallions.
Those medallions, yeah.
Dreadlocks! Boom!
He's a misfit, guys.
How many other groups came out like them? They had a few of them back then. The early 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this is another... This is a sample, by the way. This is by
Sly and
the Family Stone. Yeah. Right.
Oh, of course. That's Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Every day.
Yeah, they had a conscience. They had a song called Mr. Wendell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
that's
hey, guys.
That's the conscience song. Because he was raised by people in the movement.
Right.
A lot of barefoot stuff going on. Feel the earth under your toes.
Yeah.
Light some incense. They did an unplug, which was actually pretty good, but they were between songs a lot of that. We're just trying to feel the love in our souls tonight, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit back.
I'm gonna need you to understand, my brother. I had some people who are victims of the system and they're locked up.
A lot of skits on the album, probably.
No, that's what
people don't
a rap thing.
See, you know what? I was just thinking about that the other day. True. Not a whole lot. If you don't buy rap albums, you don't know about the black skits.
Right.
Skits.
You don't know about the hip hop skit. Every album had a skit.
Yeah.
And this is what was the problem with Master P's albums.
Oh, he is king of skits.
He had one skit. His album had skits. All them other niggas that he dropped. His cousins, they did albums, no skits.
His cousins.
Song, 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 no skits. I was like, where the fuck are the skits at? No singles, skits. No singles, and no skits.
I like skits either.
They got
I
in the
like
way.
Skits. Sometimes they did.
Skits.
Well, here's the problem with skits.
Some of them did.
If the skit was its own standalone track, fine. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would have the skit.
The skit right before the song.
It would be at the beginning. Like if you listen to "Kick in the Door" from Biggie,
right.
Mm-hmm. That whole Mad Rapper,
the Mad Rapper
you
thing.
Can't skip it. It's right. just part of the track. You're like, I got to fast forward to 1:40. I know exactly where the song starts.
Yeah,
like, 1:43, and I'm good.
Right.
That's where I hated skits, where it was like it just got in the way. You couldn't listen to
actually,
the song.
I can test that out right now.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
Oh, he, you know Tim does.
You know, I got
speaking
of,
some,
speaking
I
of bad rap, let's look at this dude, Krispy Kreme. Bring that up, by the way, what you're looking for, Tim. I want to hear that.
We're going to pull up the Mad Rapper
before
skit.
I bring, before
it's
I
a
bring
good it. Song. You're like, I got to wait through all this every time. I get the joke.
Because it was a lot of shit.
Jokes aren't funny twice.
Yeah.
Well, some
you
know, of them
you
are.
I got to hear this every time I turn the Shout song on.
Put it as its own track. Like De La Soul on their first album had a lot of skits. I think they were individual tracks. I'm not even that was on a tape. Who knows?
And I've been conversing with the Mad Rapper. And quite frankly, he's very mad. We're going to try to find out why. So we'll take some questions at this point from our studio audience. Yes, ma'am. Please stand and state your name. And
this
where
is
you're
this is the track now.
Hi. My name is Shay, and I'm from New Rochelle.
All right.
All you want to do is hear Kicking the Door.
We're at 22.
Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Like, when
yeah.
So
you said a minute?
I think it's like 1:40. I think.
Gotta talk 108.
108.
109.
Just feels longer.
Yeah, it does. Biggie. Amazing song,
yeah.
By the way.
You can't wait to get to it.
Yeah. But you got the skit with the dude. You know who that did is. You know who the Mad Rapper is, right?
Tupac?
No, it's D-Dot. It's,
I thought it was supposed to be about Tupac.
It's about Tupac, yeah. But I mean, the actual dude that's playing him is their producer.
Okay.
He's a producer. Well, sure, like Leprechauns, the only reason I learned that was from watching making the band. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. There's a skit.
Like the, oh,
at
wait,
the beginning, we
skipped
through it.
And the
so
skit,
iron.
On this song, the skit doesn't build you up for the song.
No,
it
just doesn't.
Gets
not at
in
all.
Your way.
Yeah. Like, why didn't you make this another fucking track?
Right.
This could be song number 5.
Right.
I don't want to hear the Mad Rapper skit.
It's song number 4.
You're forcing me to hear this fucking shit. And now hear it if I want to.
And
some,
now I'm
some
a
point.
Bad listener.
So, Jesus. Get off the notorious. Penis. Before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it. With the how do you settle that? How do you settle that?
You know, Huffy didn't like this beat. He didn't want it on the album.
Why?
DJ Premier was like, hey, I got this beat. And Puffy was like, eh, not feeling it. Biggie was like, no,
uh-huh.
We're putting the song on.
Yeah, we like that song.
How could you not like this beat?
What? Maybe it wasn't all the way done.
I think it was. I think Puffy just didn't feel like it fit. I read that somewhere years ago. I don't remember all the details, but
you never know why.
He wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, if you hear music all the time. Yeah, I mean, so what's this new song? What's this horrible
oh,
new
this,
song? I'm trying to cleanse our palate before we get ready for that.
Yeah, because it's going to be song. Something.
It's about, I got to pull up here. It's about Denzel Washington, right?
Whoa. You wrote a song that's a new topic. I mean, you know, you don't hear too many rap songs about Denzel.
The rapper is called, I believe, Krispy Kreme. I got it here,
Krispy
yeah.
Krispy Kreme?
Krispy Kreme. Or Froggy Fresh. I think it's Froggy Fresh. I don't know who Krispy Kreme is, but that's in the description.
Is that the name
well.
Of the song?
I think
no,
the song
that's the name
called,
of the rapper. I think.
Froggy Fresh.
Whoa.
In my maker, Mac.
Two white dudes. Two, like, 18-year-old white dudes.
Oh, I heard about this dude. I
said it's Denzel Washington. Hey, it's every rap beat. He's so darn cool. He's so darn clever. I think the clever. And Mike does too. Denzel,
if you want, you can join our crew. I said it's Denzel Washington. Yeah.
They put some work into this video, too, by the way. He's so darn
clever. I think that you're the man. I don't know if he's clever. He's an actor. He's reading scripts.
Yeah. Join our crew. I remember
when I first seen the movie John Q. What?
He started with John Q.
Now he's giving us a spoiler.
He didn't start with Malcolm X. He started with John Q.
Spoiler alert, and John Q, his son needs a heart.
I remember when he put his hand up in Malcolm X. And guess what happened? His son got he pointed to the right. He could do it because Denzel
is really smart. His son got a heart.
Froggy Fresh. Man on fire.
fire. If you say it's not a good movie, then you're a liar.
A good movie? I like that. I like that little emotion at
a
the
little
end.
Tupac
saying thing. It's a good movie. All we can do is it might be doo-doo.
His next song's gonna be about Bokeem Woodbine.
He's probably got a few songs. I saw this dude on Tosh.0.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He talked to Tosh, called him in.
Bokeem Woodbine. He was in a couple movies, too.
That boy there.
He's pretty clever.
He's pretty good.
The first time I saw him was in Jason's Lyric.
He jerked off in a movie once. I can hear it.
He did a lot of smacking Ray. That's what I say.
Did he really?
A little bit.
When he was in Ray, he was fucking with Heron. It was kind of sad. Ray came to him and he put Ray on.
See, he just gave away like a big part of Book of Eli. He just gave
his E-Love right there.
Dog, he just has the dude with him.
E-Love.
He doesn't do anything.
Anybody knows
that's
anybody
his name?
LL knows about E-Love.
What's E-Love?
E-Love was just a dude who just stood in the back with LL. He just stood in the back.
It's like a Penn and Teller thing. The dude doesn't talk. He just stands there. And once again, Denzel comes to save the day. He earned the team's respect, and he taught them boys to play. Here's my song about Charles S. Dutton.
Charles S. Dutton.
He was in
Rock
Rooted.
Was the man.
He's like looking off. The camera's pointed at him.
He was in Rooted. He was quite a fan.
The other dude has not broken eye contact with the camera at all. He's looking directly at the lens.
As though he's comatose.
He's got his arms crossed now. If you haven't seen this video, it's quite possibly the worst rap video out.
Someone's holding the camera. There's a third person culpable for this.
But the video shot so well.
They did multiple shoots. They put them together. Froggy Fresh.
Froggy Fresh and Moneymaker Mike.
Moneymaker Mike?
Moneymaker Mike doesn't say anything. He's E-Love.
He's too busy making money, man.
He's E-Love.
He's counting them
stats. I can't talk. You know why? Because I got money. Froggy
Fresh.
Where's he from again? I thought he was from somewhere south. He's from like Canada or something.
Oh, he's just putting on.
That dude is not from
Canada. He's
doing
some Iggy Azalea shit.
That dude is not from Canada.
They were talking.
Here's a Froggy Fresh.
Tosh was talking to him.
Here's another one called Girl Work It.
Froggy Fresh.
Oh, God.
As soon as I take a step inside the club, I run up to my boys and my homies, show me love, cause you know how we do. We always go hard. I'll die for my boys before I ever let them starve. We always eat good cause we work so hard.
Again, he's working hard again.
He's come so far.
Rapping hard.
We will not stop.
They came far.
We will not quit. When they
in a car.
How many views? 400,000 views.
They were at the bar at
dog,
some point.
Dog, guess what? They're making money. They're making money. 400,000 views.
Again, another well shot video too. Trying to show the guns off.
It doesn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't hurt that it's pretty.
Is he outside of prison?
He looks like it, doesn't he? It looks like he's outside of like a power plant. Like a
he just scratched his head on the video.
The cameraman is terrible. A lot of like chest up shots where the top of the screen, the top half of the screen is not occupied by people.
Right. Too much headroom. That's a pretty good shot there.
That one's all right.
But it's moving though.
Like that.
You can just tell what he's doing though. He's just walking back and forth.
Yeah.
Pointing the camera at him.
Go out to the beach, dance underneath the moon.
Underneath the moon.
Underneath the moon. Don't make me ask twice because I love you more than life. Can't know.
Don't make me ask twice because I love you more than life.
Yeah.
That means he'll punch you. If he has to ask you again, he'll beat your ass.
I'm going to punch you hard because I rap hard.
I rap hard.
And we work hard.
I don't punch soft beat because I punch hard.
I'll just sit here and watch you dance.
Sometimes when I watch videos like this, I try to count the words that are more than two syllables. It's usually single digits.
There's none in this.
Or yeah, three syllable words don't exist here.
Oof.
He jumped over a bench.
He's got hops
in slow motion.
Oh, in slow motion. I thought he was running to. I like how there's no women in this video.
Right.
No, except the only thing that's being shown is him physically.
Yeah.
Him jumping over a bench.
Why? Why?
This is hilarious.
I like you and you like me. Girl, I want to give you my heart. They can't keep us apart.
Still no three-syllable words.
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Girl, I want to give you my time. Can't get you off my mind. Pretty little thing from Tennessee.
Oh, she's from Tennessee. I like you and you like me.
Barney was right.
I like you and you like me. Girl, I want to give you my time. Can't get you off my mind. You ain't going to find another man like me. Another girl like
See, another is a three-syllable word, but he breaks it up into two words.
What? I want to give you all my time. No matter how hard I try, I can't get
How many
you
videos does he have? Oh, he's bad. He has 50 videos.
He better.
He has a playlist of 50. He better have 50.
He's making money.
He probably is. All right, go through.
Oh, he's got.
Go to his channel. Go to his channel and see how many views.
Now. He has a song called Street Rangers. He's got one called
Street Rangers.
Stolen Bikes 2. Stolen Bikes 2 has 900,000 hits.
The remix?
Yeah, the follow-up.
Yeah, did the remix.
All right, here's one that has 6 million hits from a year ago. It's called Dunked On.
Oh, my God.
And once again, joined by Moneymaker Mike. He's lacing up his Air Flight. Those are good retro shoes.
Those are pretty good. Please don't show his ass as you pull up the shorts.
I had those once.
He has on a Michael Jordan, the whole suit.
He has the whole jersey on.
They both do, jersey and pants. Out on the court for a game or two on. No, the friend has Pippen. Moneymaker Mike has a Pippen jersey.
Yeah, and he has on the Jordan. The shorter one has on Jordan.
That's on the Jordan outfit. He's got a Michael Jordan in-game outfit.
Money-making Mike has on Pippen.
Pippen.
Jersey and shorts.
Dog, how could you not, dog?
Evidently.
6 million views. He's making a lot of money.
Man.
And the cameraman.
He's making a lot of money.
Cameraman has not improved.
We got to go to that. We got to go to that, whatchamacall, after this, that teacher after this.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're playing against. We got to explain who they're playing against.
Some guys in Duke uniforms.
And, no, they're in New York Knicks uniforms. That's a football T-shirt.
Fly. He's got a Patriots shirt on.
Big Blue said, "You ain't bringing Big Blue." How you gonna score when I'm standing here? It's not even matched the audio or the. Mike caught the pass, faked left and went right.
He drove through the line and he threw it off the glass. I couldn't believe. Wait, that shot not a layup?
No, he dunked off. Okay. He did give himself his own
How
pass.
How low is that? How Money low Mike. Is that rim? That's like a 7.5-foot rim.
That's not even seven.
Dunking on him.
That's like they're dunking down on that rim.
Money Mike is dunking on him. He passed himself off the backboard.
I'm sorry, man. This is
Money
funny,
Mike.
Though.
Money Mike looks like McLovin.
This is funny, though, man.
He does look like McLovin.
Money Mike is rapping now.
He's just talking.
They're hugging now.
Money Mike is dunking on everybody. He's on that 7-foot rim.
Money Mike ain't bullshit. The other dude took his Money Mike took his shirt off. No makeup for James. A lot of zits. John Starks.
It's been a rough day for
him. He has on a John Starks jersey.
Wasn't there a Ewing in there, too?
Look how tight that jersey top is.
I'm sorry, man. This is funny, though.
Slipped in dog poop.
I want to see him jump over a bench and dunk. I mean, he should combine these concepts. I took the ball and
I threw it in the air, although I couldn't see a alley-oop.
He did an alley-oop dunk.
On a 7-foot rim.
Hey, I'm going to do one of them alley-oop dunks.
On a 7-foot rim.
After getting dunked on.
Oh, shit, they got a woman
so
in the
depressed.
Video.
That's somebody's mom.
That's somebody's mama.
He did an alley-oop dunk on someone.
It's probably his mama. That's a pretty good move.
And then I called and won, and I hit my free throw.
Not a bad move either.
He's so short. That's like real height. Oh, off the backboard. Off the glass dunk.
6 million hits.
6 million. It's hilarious.
6 million hits.
Dog, it is hilarious. James winning for a If you haven't seen his video, check.
Just go to Froggy Fresh.
You're the only
Fresh.
One.
Oh, he put a spin move on him. About to get dunked on.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Dunked on. What's going to happen next, Froggy?
This is funny because you don't
get dunked on.
You don't know if they're serious.
About to get dunked on.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so.
Put his nuts in his face. Right on top of James, I felt like a superstar.
That's how me and Mike won the basketball game. We beat big. Like
he's
guy.
Walking up with the jersey, with the trophy.
These guys both should be wearing Tony Kukoc jerseys. She said, why is James
crying? Because he just got dunked on. I ain't even lying.
He just got I thought he was lying. I'm glad to clarify. Yep, he was standing in the way, so I jumped up in the air and I dunked it on his face. Why is James crying? Because he just got dunked on. I ain't even lying. No, he just all right. He can't watch his whole thing. We get it, Froggy.
Why is he so angry?
Just got dunked down.
I'm going to lower the rim and use a small ball that I can palm.
Hey, everybody.
Just
what
got
we gonna,
dunked down.
All right, for this video, what we're going to do now is we're just going to have everybody just come in and cut, just do a few dunks.
You just got dunked down.
There's a song called Mike's Mom, which has a million hits.
God.
Yeah, these guys got ads on their videos.
Let's see Mike's Mom.
I got to watch a Honda Civic ad first.
Honda Civic. Money. Dog, they're making mad money. So let's go to the girl that was a teacher.
The twerking girl.
The twerking
she didn't
girl.
Get dunked on.
She didn't get dunked on?
This one is Mike's mom.
Where are they getting these beats from?
I don't know.
Rick Ross? Is Rick Ross giving him beats?
Fell off a Rick Ross truck?
You know how they all do like a thing at the beginning? The beats of Bob Dub Dub.
Yeah, it's like opening credits.
Coco beats. Do, do, do.
Yeah.
This sounds okay.
What song is it? It's actually not bad.
It's called Mike's Mom.
They're going to ruin it by rapping.
Let me guess. You find her sexy?
Oh, yeah. It could be that. Mike picked up the phone. Oh, just like every other night, Mike had to go home. But this time something felt strange. I could see it in his eyes. I could feel Mike's pain. Oh no, is it my bed? He leaned over with his hands on his head. He screamed real loud till his face turned red. He took a deep breath. He paused and said, my mom, she dead. Oh, I called it.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Look at Froggy Fresh handling Robert deep. Fired six shots from his gun and she didn't have time to call 911. Oh shit, look at Froggy Fresh getting in deep. Hey,
Mike's mom just got dunked on by bullets. It was him. It was James. I could see it in his face. I could see it in his eyes. Mike, be strong. Mike, don't cry. Mike, hold on. Mike, don't do it. Mike was going to kill him. And everybody. So James, who just got dunked on, is the perpetrator in the story?
He is now, yeah.
Damn, James killed his mom after getting dunked on.
And now he's killing mamas.
Damn, James. Talk about a digression.
Well, they wrote a whole song about it. They humiliated James.
I've been dunked on. I ain't kill nobody.
Mama after that?
But did 6
Maybe
million
I'm
people,
wrong.
Did 6 million people hear about it over and over again that you got dunked on with
that's true.
Video evidence of nuts in your face?
How many views does this video have?
Over a million.
Jesus Christ. And he's sitting in like a studio like Nas. Like Nas in that one mic video.
He's got a Ciroc bottle behind him for product placement. Wearing all black. I felt helpless. There's nothing I could do. And I ain't never walked a mile in his shoes. I can't bring a woman back to life, but I can dunk a basketball. So what? Maybe I should call Denzel Washington. He's the bone collector sometimes.
How old are these kids?
Like 18.
They gotta be really young. 17, 18.
This video is about Mike, and he still doesn't talk.
He still ain't said shit.
Nope, Mike ain't got nothing to say.
A lot of running.
Mike is the teller.
Now we know
group.
Why he's quiet, though. His mom's dead.
Yeah. Nobody around. Mike and James with their finger on the trigger. That must have been a hard conversation.
Hey, man, I know your mom just died, but...
I wrote this verse.
I wrote this song.
It's pretty hot beat I came up with.
I got this song. Okay.
Violence is only you know that song I was gonna write about girls' asses. I was gonna use that beat for your mom's dead song instead. Can we do that? It's a good beat.
Honestly, though, this is an okay beat.
The beat
right.
is fine.
The beat is okay. You know?
What if they just dunked on James at the end of the video instead of killed him?
He died from dunked.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Did they take it out? To be continued. Oh, there's going to be more coming later.
Yeah, no, to be continued.
All right, I'm going to have to subscribe to Froggy Fresh's YouTube channel now.
Mike's
I got to see Froggy
Mike's wife comes back. Let's watch the twerker.
Right, she's the
Vine's most famous booty shaker, which I doubt, but okay.
No, she probably is.
You can make money doing that shit, apparently.
She is making money. This video alone has over 1 million views, 1.5 million. 3,000 likes, 1,000 dislikes. Who is disliking?
Haters.
Hating ass haters.
Woo! Jessica Vanessa is the number one
Twitter.
I guess this is like a news report. About
you can restart
it.
That.
It's a news report. It's a good report.
I'm only 4 seconds into the video. Yeah. Go back. We can't do slow motion.
I mean, she has plenty of her
slow motion for me. Slow motion for me.
Her ass shaking.
She's
on.
A teacher who quit teaching.
Oh, I like it like that.
To twerk professionally. That's the story here.
Oh, not even professionally, honestly.
Jessica Vanessa is the number one twerker in the world.
Oh.
2 million social media followers.
I give it 10 out of 10.
And the 22-year-old makes a six-figure salary from her online appearances.
Who's that? What are they trying to do? 6 seconds
would take me like 4 months to make as a pre-K teacher at work.
Pre-K. You know how many parents, you know how many fathers were pissed that she quit?
Yep.
They loved going in to talk about their little girl.
Yeah.
With this.
You teach my daughter how to dance?
Hey, what's going on? I'm just checking on the kid. What are you up to? You just hanging out? That's cool.
Because boys are perverted.
I don't necessarily want to say my income, but I can tell you this. I bought a new car, paid it off in full, and I was able to get out of debt.
And she's just at home.
Graduated
from.
She come out to this
she's
part of the
at home. Well, now she's on the beach, but...
Jessica used to work as a kindergarten teacher, but took a huge risk by quitting her job to focus on making her videos.
Who is doing this
voiceover?
Either
I make money on the internet, I make money doing these videos, or I'm going to be broke and jobless. And once I quit...
Barcroft TV?
Thank God all these opportunities out of nowhere for some reason just ran.
Oh, for some reason? Like, for some reason?
We want you there.
Come ass, bitch.
We're going to offer you this much money and this much money. And I was like, whoa. You know, it was like so much to take in.
However, social media sensation Jessica wasn't always this outgoing.
When I was younger, I was very shy.
I was really shy.
I didn't like dancing in front of anybody.
This is that moment. They're all hot chicks. I used to do a bit about this. They all claim they used to be ugly and awkward.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like it's an accomplishment to be ugly. It's not.
I didn't talk unless I was spoken to.
I started to hang out
with a different crowd. That crowd was more outgoing.
I blossomed.
And I guess that's what brought out a different side of me.
Bow.
And I've always had it in me, the energetic side.
I've always had a big ass.
I've always had a gigantic booty.
I guess I didn't really
break out of it. And I've always had a desire to pop it.
Middle school years. And then once I hit high school, it was a wrap from there. Everybody in high school knew me as like the party girl.
I sucked so many dicks
in high school. And despite her
online popularity,
she faced criticism so harsh.
Freshman, sophomore, it doesn't matter.
You know what I spoke to about a girl like that?
She don't want to suck your dick. Twerking as your whore if you do it. No, it's
sensitive
just
guitar
type of dance.
Music.
That's it. If you were open-minded, you would understand that.
If you're open-minded.
I did get plenty of comments,
guys,
new comments, new comments. I've had 2 breakdowns where I just wanted to delete all my social networks.
Oh,
at one point, I was just getting hate after hate after hate. And it really, really got to me. And
shut up.
I remember I cried
you're a
in my room.
Can we? Okay. Do we?
You're a
do we need to finish the whole
thing? She's a nice ass.
Yeah,
it's not that great. Here's one of her videos. Jessica Vanessa.
It's not about
twerk.
Just how nice the ass is. It's about how well she shakes it.
Yeah, she does.
You know, so she's got. Is that
one
of her actual 6-second vines? Okay.
She has great ass control.
Well, that's
good.
That's a skill.
That's the plus. So it's not just about the asses, guys. It's about there's a talent there as well.
Yeah,
guys. It takes practice. Hard work.
People disliked. I had some thumbs downs.
Here's some
on
more.
My videos.
Here's somebody compiled a bunch of her vines.
Thumbs downs when you want to quit Vine. You want to plug
that in? Yeah. Let's see. Right. Is she talking?
And people thumbed me down, and I had a breakdown about it.
Is she on this Vine trying to talk?
Picking up the phone, but I'm sure he's all alone. Well, I'm gonna show up to his home, nigga. Where you?
You're not a rapper. No one cares.
Did she just drop the N-word?
Yeah, she did.
No.
Hello. What?
Why wouldn't she?
Oh, she's trying to be funny now on Vine.
Oh my God, you guys, this is so much fun. I've never been tied up.
Okay, where's the stuff with her ass shaking?
I just want to see you shake your ass.
She's doing little skits.
Skits!
She's doing
skits.
Hola, this is Chuchi.
Okay, this is not working. I don't know. I don't understand.
Bon Cui Cui.
By the way, I know why she's getting
Bon Cui Cui.
I know why she's getting hate now.
Yeah, well, this is why. All of her haters like, stop doing comedy. Shake your ass.
You're trying to do comedy.
Did you like my ass? You'll love my comedy.
Oh, God. No one gives a shit about your comedy.
My comedic acting skits.
How many?
I'm doing little skits now.
Skits. That only had 84,000 views.
Well, that's not even her. Is that even her channel or someone else putting shit together?
I don't know.
Girl, you'll never guess who I saw the other day.
More.
I saw Trey.
More skits.
Oh, my God. No.
It's Jessica. This is an 18-minute shit.
Oh, it's just compilation.
Latest Jessica Vanessa Vines.
All right. Well, this has got music. Maybe this is going to be...
some ass shaking.
Froggy Fresh has an album on iTunes, guys.
That's great reviews. Know. Is the best twerker, hands down,
on the internet. There's a girl by the name of Paris Gray who may not be able to graduate. She spelled back that ass up using the periodic table in a yearbook quote. How do you feel about this?
But
I like her already. You need to stop getting...
Big Frida can out-twerk you.
Big Frida's not a blonde
white
girl.
Big Frida's not a blonde,
We get why she's making the money.
Yeah.
She's just using what she has.
Yeah, she's just got a giant ass.
Yeah, she has a big ass.
Here come the comedy
but
videos
But it's not
again.
Even...
No one wants to see your comedy videos, bitch.
I think people do. I think people are like,
you need to be open-minded.
This girl's about to be a star. I haven't seen her dance not one time.
No, she's not going
to
be a star.
No, she's going to be the next Tila Tequila.
Yeah. She's gonna get a reality show. She's gonna get a reality show.
Not one time in this.
No. Well, you gotta go.
Not one time.
You gotta go to Vine for the dances, or Instagram.
This is so sad.
Yeah, you're not gonna get it on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep looking for her ass shaking because it's not there.
She's supposed to shake that ass, bitch. This one had 200,000 views on it.
Yeah. See,
but it's not her ass shaking.
Yeah,
it's
not her ass.
Ridiculous.
Imagine how much her ass shaking gets if just her talking.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. It's her just talking with her friends. And she's making money off this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works now.
Because what she does is basically the way she does it is the way comics do it. They do joke, 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 advertisement.
This is what we need to see.
Joke, 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 advertisement. She's doing joke.
Right.
Ass joke. Hey, guys, look at my joke. No, we want to see your butt.
Yeah, not anymore.
Somebody combined the twerking vines. Man after my own heart.
Ran off his...
Still searching.
World star.
He's taking it into his own hands.
Still searching.
World star.
You know, we don't have to be here for you to do this. You know that, right? Guys, we can, you know.
But this ain't it.
I just want
to thank... Oh, this is some bullshit.
See, what they've done
they redirected.
Said, what they've said. Yeah. That's
they
because
said
they want
they
you to see.
Something and they redirected.
Yeah, because they
I
want you to go
one
to one place.
I just pulled one up called The Best of Jessica Vanessa Twerk Vine Compilation.
And guess what it's going to be? And guess what they're going to show? Her doing jokes.
Well, first there's a commercial.
Right.
Because people are going to tune in for the commercial.
They're going to go. They're going to have to.
Commercial.
Does it say skip? It doesn't say. It doesn't give you the option to skip.
This is just 15 seconds of no skip commercial.
Yeah, it just says advertisement in yellow.
Yeah.
That's how you know something's wrong.
Some kind of triple action to pill or some shit. Okay, here we go.
All right. Here we go.
No flex. Zone.
All right.
See, this is what you come for, right here. This is a minute and a half of straight vines twerking. There's a little girl in the room now.
This is kind of awkward.
Not for me. Oh, she just ate something and it made her twerk.
This is funny. She's being funny here.
Trying to teach guys how to twerk.
Why? All right, this is legitimate twerk.
All fours twerking. Drop it into a split.
He's punching her butt. Okay.
Somebody's
I get
doing
it.
A speed bag on her ass. That's pretty funny. In a hotel room.
This is ridiculous.
This is probably the silliest thing in our society right now, is that this woman, she's a lot smaller
than... She's
making
a bed twerking.
Is it me or is she smaller than...
Did she get implants, maybe? Did she get the ass implants?
I don't think she got ass implants.
Put on
ew, get the fuck out of me! Hi, Susan. How are you? Have you met my son Eugenio? Say hi, Eugenio.
That's a funny one. That's a little skit. One of her little skitties.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We get it.
Jessica Vanessa.
Take me seriously now.
Mm-mm. I want to get my own sketch show and maybe a sitcom like Jenny McCarthy.
She will be. She'll be on Wildin' Out.
Yep. Yeah.
She'll be on Wildin' Out.
Yep.
It's more to me than my giant ass.
Than my fat ass.
That's the way it usually goes. It's not. Like, I'm going to use this to get famous and then say, there's more to me than everything you care about.
No, there's not. And all I want to do is see you pop your ass.
Yeah, but what about my impressions of Phyllis Diller?
Don't care about Phyllis Diller. Phyllis Diller ain't got no ass.
I'm a huge comedy fan.
Did Phyllis Diller have a lot of ass?
I'm like a comedy nerd, sort of. You know, like people, they used to tell me that I was funnier than everybody else at the elementary school.
Did all those other people in the elementary school, do they also have big asses?
Well, I mean, it's just, I'm more than just my gigantic ass.
No, you're not.
That jiggles a lot.
Froggy Fresh has a
still looking for Froggy Fresh.
Has an internet store. In case you guys were wondering with marketing.
If you want to support Mike's mom's funeral fund.
He has a t-shirt called it's him and Money Mike, and it's called The Dream Team.
Right, of course it is. And you know what? He's William Hung. That's what he is. William Hung was born at the wrong time because he could be making money off this shit.
He has another t-shirt, and it has them as Power Rangers, and it's called Street Rangers.
Oh, of course. Streets. Of course. The streets raised us up.
Froggy Fresh and Money Mike.
Money Mike.
I'm sorry, though. This shit is funny.
Your wallet just got dunked on.
Just got dunked on.
Hey, what? What? See, I just killed your wallet.
Where we at, man?
Your wallet's
store.
Dead.
It's where our tent. Come to my store and get your wallet dunked on.
We need a wrap-up story. How to make your vagina smell and taste delicious.
Yeah.
Do we need that story?
That's an important story, man.
Is it?
That's important.
Are we having problems with that?
Vagina already smells and tastes delicious.
Mine is pretty tasty. First of all, this was written by a woman, so you know it's true.
Can we go ahead and skip this story completely?
Want to do the pastor with AIDS?
Let's do pastor with AIDS. I like how to make your vagina smell and taste delicious.
I have a
video of the pastor with AIDS.
I kind of think
the pastor with AIDS.
This might not be a real story. The whole vagina smelling.
It's clickbait, maybe.
It's pastor with AIDS.
Here we go.
With AIDS.
I like the smell of vagina. It's a.
I don't like all of them.
One Demetrius McFarland did not hold back when he revealed to worshipers at Shiloh Baptist Church on September 14th that he contracted HIV in 2003 and discovered in 2008 he had AIDS.
The church was very accepting of Reverend McFarland. They were willing to help him in any way possible.
Pray the AIDS
but
away.
Once the pastor with 23 years of leadership started revealing more and more on the following Sundays, members and leaders say they realized McFarland had crossed the line. In a resolution read aloud at church, leaders shared, and Pastor McFarland confirmed to us, he admitted drug use, mishandling church funds, and what members say was the ultimate shocker, described by church deacon Nathan Williams Jr.
He concealed from the congregation of the church that he had knowingly engaged in adultery in the church building with female members of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay. He fucked members of the church at church, knowing he had AIDS.
At the church.
At the church.
At the church.
At the church. Knowing that he had the AIDS.
While knowing that he had AIDS.
This past Sunday, McFarland was removed as church pastor.
He hasn't been thinking, like, what do I got to do to get removed? He opens with, hey, guys, I got AIDS. And they're like, we're going to support you. Then he comes back the next week.
That. You support
next
that?
Week.
I use a lot of drugs.
Hey, I got, you know how I probably got that?
I support that.
How I got the AIDS.
Yeah, I might have gotten it from the drug use.
It may have been. You know how long that sermon was just to say that he had AIDS? You know how long? That was a two-hour sermon.
He wrote that shit. He held that punchline until the end.
Till the end.
End. And then like a week after that, he's like, oh, by the way, not only do I have AIDS and used drugs, I misused some church funds.
Church members and leaders of the congregation, deacons, my wife.
We need some church.
Beautiful
things.
Wife.
Mother of the church.
We need an organ playing right now.
So I can find something.
I come to you today disheartened. my chest heavy.
Well,
my T cells low.
Tell it, pastor.
My dick hard.
My penis on swole.
Tell it, pastor.
With the blood.
Well,
members, you come here to church and you pray and you worship.
Well,
in the church house. I tell you, I
I don't worship. I scout. I pray on the worshipers. I come correct with the dick. I come in with the hardness.
I'm trying to
yeah, come with the hardness, Pastor.
I do drugs.
Oh, is that all? The congregation.
That's
like,
it. Wait a minute.
Drugs, Pastor. Is that all, Pastor?
Pastor.
Is that all you do, Pastor?
Church, now listen. Now, this is week three of Confessions.
Still going.
Pastor.
It's a filibuster. He's
I just wanted to. I just want to know what y'all think about what y'all think about if I got prostitutes.
Let us know, Pastor.
I did that too.
Preach your way, Pastor.
I wanted to know if y'all was gonna be down with me getting prostitutes too. Are y'all cool with that?
Let him use ya.
Let him. All right. Well, I'll come back next week. I'll come back next week then.
With more. To be continued.
Let him use ya, Pastor.
To be continued. Take up offering. Oh. Hey. Here's something else I done did. See, I done took y'all money. And I bought a new robe.
Wait a minute now, Pastor.
Ha ha ha. There you go. A new robe. And you know what else I got? It wasn't condoms. Because don't forget now, I got that AIDS.
Wait a minute now, Pastor. You got the AIDS?
I took them funds.
Pastor?
Now, I took them funds. And I got some Luther Vandross.
Second now, Pastor. We gonna need to talk about this.
I tell you what else, I got one of them robes. Easy access. See, you just open the front.
I'm gonna need you to stop talking, Pastor. I'm fixing to talk to the deacon board about your Pastor.
Because you see, how else could I get my dick? Could I get myself out?
You gotta stop this, Pastor.
Daughter just walked by.
Can you read what it says? Can you read the... Yeah, I wish we were on video right now to see.
Ava just walked in.
Yeah. Did you read it?
Yeah. You want to take a picture of that?
We will post this on. Okay. This is funny in so many ways.
We gotta finish
yeah,
this
later.
The
pastor hasn't even confessed yet.
See, the pastor hadn't even confessed to the whole story. See?
Tell us what the truth is, Pastor.
Now, I'm trying to tell y'all something now. I'm getting into the song for real. I'm getting into this song for real.
This is spiritual.
Yeah. Wow. So, what was I saying? Okay, congregation.
Tell us, Pastor.
Now, we here now. Now, what I say last week, the week before that, okay, the AIDS, y'all heard about the AIDS. The drugs, I heard about the drugs. The robes, y'all had to know about the robes. Now, I know y'all done heard about the robes.
Buying all them damn robes.
How am I going to get myself out? See, I don't even know how other pastors pee in them robes. They must pee beforehand. Because they got a robe and suit pants on.
Pastor, is there anything else you wanted to tell us? Nah. It seems like you're dragging your feet, Pastor. What is it?
Well, I've told everything. I think I got it all. And then Deacon Wells steps up. Well, Pastor, you ain't told them the whole truth now, Pastor. What? Deacon, I done told him everything. See, I told about the AIDS. Told them about the drugs.
We support you still.
The robes and the prostitutes.
Still
and
with
the,
you.
And you ain't told them about the church house romps you've been having, Pastor.
church house romps, Pastor?
Deacon Wells, now what you mean with the...
Pastor, were you romping in the church pews?
Pastor, now you know you need to go ahead and get into... Pastor been running around here with his ding-a-ling out trying to put it in something. And you know his ding-a-ling is dirty. Y'all know it's dirty. He done told you it's dirty. All aged up. His ding-a-ling is. Hallelujah.
This is a horrible... What was the end result of this horrific story?
We're going to pull the news story back
what
up?
What they want to do? Pull the news story.
Dog, it's sad.
There's AIDS all over those pews.
There's AIDS all over the pews. I can't even sit in this pew. It's probably
AIDS all in them pews.
They accepted all that other shit.
And then the AIDS, they like, dang.
AIDS with members of the church. That was the thing.
That's the thing, too.
It was the getting the AIDS and then having transferring it.
Still, church members say some congregation members are afraid to come forward, and many are concerned.
What you scared of? The pastor's a criminal?
And you're the leader.
God might strike you down.
I know a lady who is a member of the church who said she had slept with him and that she didn't want this to go public.
Did she have AIDS?
And
yeah, how about that?
She doesn't want the shame of having AIDS.
Running out now trying to find out, you know, if there's anything wrong with her. And my heart goes out to her because she's been out.
I was trying to fuck her, but now she might have AIDS.
She's got the AIDS.
Deacon Williams says in his 70 years at the church, this is the biggest scandal the church has ever experienced. Williams says leaders have obtained legal counsel and is now focused on moving
to the Bible. Does he read that fast?
Our move is going to come directly from
God. Let's get a shot of you thumbing through the Bible. All right. Get me the Bible.
You want to do the right thing legally? You know, we're not looking to hurt him.
He's already hurt himself enough with the AIDS.
That's our theme, get the church back. And we're going to get the church back. That's it.
But some members say they want justice.
I believe that he should be...
This motherfucker is showing his face, not showing his face, like he's talking about
God.
He's talking about the Godfather. It's like... Like,
and
he ain't talking about just a dude at the
on
church.
On the phone after he made his announcement, he answered questions and confirmed everything he shared with his congregation. I also reached out to him again to get a comment after he was voted out as pastor on Sunday. However,
aren't
he
you
did not,
not supposed to bang out your
messages.
Members?
Montgomery
yeah.
Police,
regardless of the age,
especially with the age,
disease is a Class C misdemeanor. At this time, no charges.
How'd that vote go? Did people still vote for him? Like, I'm still on team pastor.
Some did. I'm sure they did. The older ones.
Say they want to start the healing process and move forward.
Well, there's no healing process with AIDS. See, that's what's wrong with AIDS. See,
you can't heal.
You can't heal.
Their church.
Unless you're Magic Johnson.
Certainly. Thanks a lot, Demetria. McFarland also holds the position of moderator with the Alabama Middle District Baptist Association, which includes 34 churches across the state. And we reached out to the association leaders who say at this time there are no discussions to remove McFarland from his position. Right now on WSFA.com, you can find the full interviews.
Maybe he should quit and
just
start twerking for a living.
Story. And of course, WSFA.
That's viable.
He was already doing that. That's why he's got the AIDS.
Concerning this story.
How did he get AIDS?
They didn't even say.
They just said, oh, the pastor got AIDS?
Since
oh, well, 03. You know, hey, you know, that's how you get
03,
it.
03, he had HIV, and he went full-blown in 08. Full-blown AIDS. He graduated.
You know what that is. That's, well, you like, the difference between HIV and AIDS is, like, 4 T-cells, I think.
Really?
You go under, if
go
you go
below?
Under 200, then you have AIDS.
Full-blown?
It's considered AIDS.
Yeah.
But over, it's, you know. Okay.
Go talk to Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson done.
Go talk to Magic Johnson.
He doesn't even count for HIV anymore. Yeah. Probably.
God loves Magic Johnson. He don't love you, Pastor.
He didn't take care of it. If you get it early, if you catch it early, you can keep it up.
Yeah, it's not a death sentence anymore.
No, not HIV.
No.
Even, I don't think AIDS is anymore.
He don't love you, but he
or
don't
you
love
can
you,
go.
Pastor.
You can go back and forth. You get AIDS. You can go back to HIV.
You can get to undetectable levels. I mean, mm-hmm. His problem is.
Yeah, you would hope.
Is that he knew he had it.
All the dirty shit he was doing
and
leading
was
up to that.
Still out there, like, yeah. You know, dick slapping the pews.
Yeah. He was doing some. He was doing some.
Where
we at? He was doing some anal
hour
stuff.
Hour 22. Hour 23.
Wow.
He was doing some anal stuff. Some,
this is a good place
stuff
to get out.
Some stuff with little boys.
On a pastor. Yeah. Doing some dirt. I said, come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. Anybody got anything coming up? I'll be in New York starting on the 23rd.
This Saturday, the 18th, coolcalcomedy.com. All the details. I'm in Fredericksburg, Virginia, headlining 2 shows.
There you go. Go get it.
And Sunday, I'll at Cellar Door in Frederick, Maryland.
Friday, I am at the DC Improv hosting the comedy school, I guess. There's a comedy school. They
graduation
have comics
class,
come back. Yeah, they have comics come back that graduated from the comedy school there. And I'll be headlining the Bethesda Hyatt on Saturday, October 18th.
There you go.
Come true.
All right, people. Come on through and get at us. Remember, hit us on emails.
FreeGuysOn@gmail.com.
Hit us on Stitcher. Give us Stitcher reviews. And Stitcher review us up on iTunes.
Yeah, review us everywhere.
Other than that, I think that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. Come on back on Monday. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
We're 3 Guys On. We are out.
today, Pasta.
We lyrically rich, living spiritually fit, eating healthy, coming clean, never filthy. In God's eyes, I'm wealthy, wealthy power as I entered the palace of seven lights. Time travel, participating, no battles. My brethren fight for birthrights that they already got and shouldn't have to get. Break down the steady plot, it's accurate. Bust a shot, that's immaculate. Take it to your nugget, cause my beloved covet they freedom, believe it. Put nothing above it, love it, believe it. We blessed with free will, so we choose to be ill. Like sharks, keeping it moving, we could never be still. Swimming in channels of life, we orator. The rhyme, handling mics, tiptoeing through the corridors of your mind. With candlelights everlasting in your hood like liquor stores and check cash. And niggas flashing, passing with some classes, sipping thug passion, blasting Machiavelli 4. I bet on brothers with nothing to live for, to give more to the struggle. They already at war.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Last a hold to the night, bless sunshine. Breathe in.